Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich the Stir, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place, and one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackieap.com. You need info about the blog, radio show, social network pages. You want to donate to Thoughts for Vision. Whatever have you, whatever info that you need, that's the one-stop shop to check out. My website, www.jackieap.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Those of you who are listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, thank you so, so very much for tuning in today. Well, today we are here officially at the new time. As I said, for a couple reasons, because of now with my doing volunteer work at my church, as well as with my good friend, the one, the only, illustrious host and executive producer of the Caliwood Media Network, Miss Cassandra Calloway, because of the recent time change of her show, led me to start doing my show officially as of today at this new time, which is 10 a.m. Pacific time. And just to say the time zones for the rest of the U.S., that would be 11 a.m. Mountain Time, 12 p.m. Central Time, and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. So those are the all of the for to cover all the U.S. time zones with the new time of the show. But those are the reasons why I had to do it. But I'm so happy to be before you again today. And just continue prayers. Once again, I say I know this year has been a lot of repeats because of just things that were going on with me, things that I had to think about, contemplate, and all that good stuff. So kind of needed to take some time where I didn't do a whole bunch of live shows. But today, I am pretty much back for the most part doing live shows, unless it's just some reason why I have to either do a pre-record or put on a repeat where I can't be there, whatever. But I'm pretty much back as of now to do, hopefully for the rest of the close of this year, to do live shows, okay? So I thank you for bearing with me through all that and still in the midst of that, giving me your support. Thank you so much for those who still listen to the show, because that's why I definitely put repeats on, so there'd be something here. I know I wasn't going to just not have anything here, you know, out of sight, out of mind, right? So that's why I at least put up the repeats, at least, to keep the momentum going. So I thank you all for bearing with me through that, but I am officially this week back where, for the close of the year, there will be, for the most part, live shows, unless I just have to be gone for whatever reason or other, in which there will still be either a repeat or if it has to be a pre-record, it can be that, okay? So thank you for bearing with me. I'm so glad to be back at what is now, like I said, the new official time for Thoughts for Vision, 10 a.m. Pacific time. And the rest of the time zones, you know, gather yourselves accordingly. I already said it at the beginning, but, you know, just gather yourselves accordingly. So, but thank you just for tuning in wherever you're at, whether you're within the States or outside of the States. There may be people from other countries listening. Thank you so much for your support. Today's topic, and I'm letting you know, my apologies, no chat room right now. Something is up with the chat room where I can't get it up. You know, I usually have the chat room open, but something's happening where it's not coming up. So I'll try again to get it up. If I can't, my apologies, okay? Today's topic, taking a stand for God. Once again, today's topic, taking a stand for God. Today's verses coming from the book of Acts, chapter 7. I'm going to pick where I start reading from. I'm going to start reading I'm going to start reading from verse 49 on to the end of the chapter, which is verse 60. So that would be the book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 49 through 60. And I'm going to read, maybe I'll read this from the New Living Translation. Let me get up the New Living Translation. I'll read it from the New Living Translation because I like that version just for a simple, plain English version. You know, I go between King James, or the original King James Version, and New Living. I want to read New Living just for the plain English of it. So once again, Book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 49 through 60, reading from the New Living Translation. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Could you build me a temple as good as that? Asked the Lord. Could you build me such a resting place? Didn't my hands make both heaven and earth? You stubborn people, you are heathen at heart and deaf to the truth. Must you forever resist the Holy Spirit? That's what your ancestors did, and so do you. Name one prophet your ancestors... Name one prophet your ancestors didn't persecute. They even killed the ones who predicted the coming of the righteous one, the Messiah, who you betrayed and murdered. You deliberately disobeyed God's law, even though you received it from the hands of angels. The Jewish leaders were infuriated by Stephen's accusation, and they shook their fists at him in rage. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed steadily into heaven and saw the glory of God, and he saw Jesus standing in the place of honor at God's right hand. And he told them, "Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing in the place of honor at God's right hand." Then they put their hands over their ears and began shouting. They rushed at him and dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. His accusers took off their coats and laid them at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they stoned him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He fell to his knees, shouting, "Lord, don't charge them with this sin." And with that, he died. When you think about that, those verses reflect on the story of Stephen, who is considered to be the first martyr of the Bible. When you think about that, the stand that he took against his accusers, I mean, he called them, he said, "You're stubborn and you're deaf to the Holy Spirit." But he was willing to stand for God. He was willing to take a stand for God. I mean, he was picked. If you go back and read, go back to the chapter before, Acts 6, they talk about how they were looking for men who are well respected to assign certain texts for God's glory. And I want to read some of this. I'm going to go back. Now, this is Acts. Chapter 6, and I'm going to start reading. It's Acts, Book of Acts, chapter 6, and I'm going to read verses 1 through, okay, 1 through 12. So the Book of Acts, chapter 6, verses 1 through 12, I'm going to read so you can understand the basis of the story about Stephen. And once again, reading from the New Living Translation, Acts 6, verses 1 through 12. "But as the believers rapidly multiplied, there were rumblings of discontent. The Greek-speaking believers complained about the Hebrew-speaking believers, saying that their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 called a meeting of all the believers. They said, 'We apostles should spend our time teaching the word of God, not running a food program.' And so, brothers, select 7 men who are well respected and are full of the spirit and wisdom. We will give them this responsibility. Then we apostles can spend our time in prayer and teaching the word." Everyone liked this idea, and they chose the following: Stephen, a man full of faith in the Holy Spirit; Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, an earlier convert to the Jewish faith. These 7 were presented to the apostles, who prayed for them as they laid their hands on them. So God's message continued to spread. The number of believers greatly increased in Jerusalem, and many of the Jewish priests were converted too. Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed amazing miracles and signs among the people. But one day, some men from the synagogue of freed slaves, as it was called, started to debate with him. They were Jews from Cyrene, Alexandria, Cilicia, and the province of Asia. None of them could stand against the wisdom and the spirit with which Stephen spoke. So they persuaded some men to lie about Stephen, saying, "We heard him blaspheme Moses and even God." This roused the people, the elders, and the teachers of religious law. So they arrested Stephen and brought him before the high council. Well, let me read these because we're almost at the end of the chapter. Let me read these next three verses. The lying witnesses said, "This man is always speaking against the holy temple and against the law of Moses. We have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy the temple and change the customs Moses handed down to us." At this point, everyone in the council stared at Stephen because his face became as bright as an angel. And when you look at that, that's the basis of what happened. I ended up reading the whole of Acts chapter 6 of how of the basis of how that got started. So, you know, they wanted to assign men to have certain tasks about handing out the distribution of food and as well as some other things. And they chose Stephen. And you heard what I read. They said a man full of faith in the Holy Spirit. I mean, they were doing some great things, and Stephen was doing his part to stand for God and his word until he ran into some people that, you know, they couldn't match what he was saying. They were trying to debate with him and argue with him, but they couldn't touch what he was saying because what he was saying was of the word of God. So they persuaded to lie on him, talking about we heard him blaspheme Moses and God. And, of course, I started reading with from Acts 7. I started reading at the end of where Stephen's speech. But before that, you know, Stephen spoke about how God was with Abraham and how he is with Moses and how he was with Jacob. And how he was with David, he went to. If you would read Acts 7 from let's just say from verse 1 to 48, because see, I started reading that from 49 to the end of the chapter. But if you would go back and read that Acts 7 from verses 1 through 48, see, Stephen is talking about how God was with Abraham, he was with Moses. He's reminding them of all the times where, and he was trying to prove how about God's faithfulness in the situation of Abraham, Moses, and David, and so much. He was definitely trying to lay it out before his accusers, proving God's faithfulness in all these situations. He was trying to remind them. Look what he did for Abraham, for Moses, for Jacob, for David. Look what he did. And I welcome you to go back and read that. Once again, that's the part of Acts 7 that I didn't read from, starting from, like I said, Acts 7 verses 1 through 48. I welcome you to go back and read that on your own, where you can read that part. And then going on to the part where I read from 49 through 60, Stephen was like, You're stubborn. I mean, how long must you resist the Holy Spirit? I mean, after all he has done, you've seen the proof through Abraham, through Moses, through David, through Jacob. You've seen the proof. Yet y'all still stiff-necked, as he said. Or y'all stubborn. Or you still don't want to follow God's word. You still don't want to be down for what God is saying. You know? Pretty much, you know, you're acting as though you're this. You're acting as though you're down with God, but you're different. Let me read this part again. Acts 7 and 53. It says you deliberately disobeyed God's law, even though you received it from the hands of angels. That's powerful that he was willing to tell these religious leaders that, these so-called religious leaders that. He said, you disobeyed God's law. You got it right from the hand of the angels themselves, and you still refuse to believe it. And that's, of course, when they charged Adam and began to stone him. And you see what Stephen was able to do at the end. He prayed as they were stoning him. You know, don't charge them with the sin. I mean, that's powerful. I mean, they rushed him, started stoning him, and he was able to say still, you know, don't charge them with this sin. Isn't that powerful? The stand that he took for God, the stand that he took for God, the stand, look at that stand he took. Are you willing to stand for God in the midst of it all? You know, you think about this this latest school shooting that happened in the state of Oregon. The Lord got me on a different kick from what I was going to talk about, but I need to pull that up. Just bear with me, folks. But are you willing to take a stand like that? Definitely prayers going out to those who were affected by this latest school shooting in Oregon. In Oregon? I got to find that. It's funny. I had something else prepared to say, but that goes to show you how God works and how he wants you to focus. So I'm just going to go right along with you, Lord. So you think about this, the school shooting that just happened in Oregon. And let's see, because I had to pull it up. Sorry, I bear with me. I had every intention to talk about something else, but this is the Lord's leading right now. Because this shooter, hold on. Give me something to let that turn that off. Come on, turn that off. Just letting it go. Sorry, I'll just turn this down. So this school shooting that just happened in Oregon, the shooter asked this the people that he shot about their religious beliefs. See, I want to I'm pulling it up. Boy, God, this is you leading. You know me. I was about to talk about something else, but it just goes to show you. That's what this latest school shooting was about in Oregon. And I'm on the CNN website. I want to read this out. Let's see. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna read this part of the story. I'm reading it from the CNN website, and the title of it is called "Oregon Shooting: Gunman with Student in Class Where He Killed 9." So I'm gonna read this part of the story, but like I said, you can go to CNN.com and read this story. But I'm going to read this part. Stacy Bolin, the father of Anastasia Bolin, who was wounded, said she told them the gunmen singled out Christians. She said that the gunmen entered her classroom firing, told the professor teaching the class, "I've been waiting to do this for years," and shot him point blank, Stacy Boylan said. While reloading his handgun, the man ordered the students to stand up and ask whether they were Christians, Boylan told her family. And they would stand up, and he said, "Good, because you're a Christian and you're going to see..." Well, let me read that again. And they would stand up, and he said, quote, "Good, because you're a Christian, you're going to see God in just about 1 second," end quote, Stacy Boylan told CNN, delaying his daughter's account. And then he shot and killed them. See, that's what this latest school shooting was surrounded by, this Oregon school shooting. It was because of religion. The shooter asked them, "Are you Christians? You know, are you Christians?" And they were willing to stand. I mean, how about y'all? Are y'all willing to stand in the face of death? You know, are you willing to stand, take that stand for God like these students did? Are you willing to do that? And once again, prayers going out to the people who are affected by this lady shooting. But, I mean, there you go. There's your example of it as of recently, what that happened last week. You know? I mean, it just goes to show you. What are you willing to do in the face of death? See, if that happens to you, or something else that happens to you where somebody asks you the question, you know, they'll sit there and tell you, you know, deny Christ or you're going to get shot. What is going to be your answer? And I want to point out a powerful thing about when you take a stand. It's important that a really important thing that about taking a stand, you never know who you're going to affect. Now I want to get back to I need to read back to verse let's see okay, verse 58, the book of Acts, chapter 7, 58. Because I definitely want to point this out. Well, actually, let's start with verse 57. So, Acts 7, verses 57 and 58. I want to read this again. Then they put their hands over their ears and beginning shouting. No, excuse me. Then they put their hands over their ears and began shouting. They rushed at him, being Stephen, and dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. His accusers took off their coats and laid them at the feet of a young man named Saul. Now, if you don't understand right now the significance of that, let me explain it to you. Paul, now I welcome y'all at this point to call in. Hopefully, if you're listening by way of, because I'm about to go a little overtime. It won't be too much, but I'm gonna go a little overtime. So if you're listening by way of the show page, I welcome you to call in. Call in number is area code 347-202-0909. Once again, call in number, area code 347-202-0909. Welcome to call within this last minute before it ends, if you're listening by way of show page, because you won't be able to hear it if you're on the show page. So call in if you want to hear the rest of the show. I'm about to go a little overtime. But if you don't understand the significance already about what I'm saying, Saul was the one that later became the Apostle Paul. See, that's the one where they're talking about a young man named Saul. The ones who they took off their coats and laid it at the feet. That was Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul. So do you understand the significance? Now, then, when he was Saul, he was still at that point persecuting and killing Christians. You know, he was there at Stephen's execution. He was there at Stephen's execution. He was for it. I mean, you heard, they laid their clothes at his feet. He was there to witness Stephen's execution. He was there. Now, can you imagine if Stephen didn't take the stand that he took? You got to wonder. You really got to wonder, would there ever been an Apostle Paul? If Saul was not there to witness Stephen's execution, you got to wonder, would there have ever been an Apostle Paul? You got to wonder. Possibly it wouldn't have. If Stephen did not take the stand that he did, or he caved in to his accusers, you know, whichever one, there would have never have been an Apostle Paul, possibly. Because if you go to read on, like in verses 8 and 9, they start in on Saul. And later, if you read those verses, he became, you know, he had his road to Damascus experience and was eventually led by God to become the Apostle Paul. But he was then, as Saul, present at Stephen's execution. And he later came to regret. He later came to regret being present at Stephen's execution. Let me find maybe having them open. Let's see, find it. Okay. So I'm gonna read this because he was he later came to regret being present at Stephen's execution, you know, being against Stephen. And I'm gonna read this verse. It's Acts 22:20. Once again, reading from the New Living Translation. And I was in complete agreement when your witness, Stephen, was killed. I stood by and kept the coats they took off when they stoned him. And let me read verse 21. But the Lord said to me, go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles. He missed. He was at the time in complete agreement with when they stoned Stephen. He was there. He was present. He was for the. But he came to learn for himself. I mean, here in Acts 22 is when he was the Apostle Paul. By then, he's like, I was in agreement there with Stephen's killing, but he became to regret that. And I want to read a little of this. I'm going to be really quick because I know I just have a few minutes left because I'm in serious overtime. I'm going to be really quick. I want to read a little bit of this commentary about verse 20. And this is Matthew Henry's commentary. I just want to read a little bit. I don't have time to read all this. Let's see. It says here, and this is, let's see. I'll read from here, and this is in reference to Paul talking. It says, and therefore they will not impute my preaching Christ to education nor to any prepossession in his favor, but will the more readily regard what I say, because they know I have myself been one of them, particularly in Stephen's case. They know that when he was stoned, I was standing by. I was aiding and abetting and consenting to his death, and in token of this, kept the clothes of those that stoned him. Now, Lord, says he, if I appear among them preaching the doctrine that Stephen preached and suffered for, they will no doubt receive my testimony. No, says Christ to him, they will not, but will be more exasperated against thee as a deserter from than against others whom they looked upon as strangers to their constitution. See, that commentary says, well, Lord, well, they should be for this change because they know where I came from, but Christ was like, no, they're going to see you as a deserter. You can imagine that. I mean, this was Saul, at one point Saul, who persecuted and killed Christians until he had that moment on the Damascus Road. And from there, he changed his life and became the Apostle Paul. Wrote the majority of the, he did so many things, and he wrote half of the New Testament from a jail cell. Now, can you imagine if he wasn't present at Stephen's execution? Would we have ever heard of Apostle Paul? Probably not. But that's a powerful thing about taking a stand. You don't know who's watching you. People watch you. So your stand may affect somebody else's stand. They see you taking that stand for God. They'll be like, you know what? I mean, people watch you. You got to understand that. People watch you. See, never mind you taking your own stand for God and what it means. But people watch you. And just be mindful of that. Your stand just may affect somebody else's stand. Because it's never, ever, ever about you. It's always about God. Because what you do for Christ will last. With that, that is all I have to say about the topic of the day. Hope what I said to you today has truly, truly blessed your life. I'm going to wrap this up because I'm on some serious overtime. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful day. And I will see you on the radio Thursday. Take care and God bless.